After Madrona Farm owners Lawrence and Ruth Chambers passed away, they left their thriving Blenkinsop Valley farmland in the hands of their three sons. With the three men uninterested in cultivating the farmland, they leased the 27-acre farm to David Chambers, the son of one of the brothers, and his wife Natalie. The farm has flourished under David and Natalie, but the three brothers are now looking to sell. Without protection, there would be nothing requiring future owners of Madrona Farms to produce food in the rich soil that has been cultivated since the 1950s. I visited David this past week and found out about the past, present, and future of Madrona Farms.
There's a lot of history on this farm. Our family began its history here in 1951 when my grandparents bought it, and at that point they cleared much of the land there. There was a push at that time by the government to clear more farmland. So when you look back on our website, there's a picture of it. When they bought it in 1951, you could see that most of Gordon Head at that point was still farmland, and our farm itself was treed at that point. And now if you look at a current aerial photograph, there's no farmland left in Gordon Head, and this is in farmland here. Another piece that's interesting in the way of history here, in the 1930s and 40s, my great-grandfather had 1,200 acres on Galliano, and he was in Belgium when the Germans' blitzkrieg came through, and he was captured and put into an internment camp in Silesia for 5 years. And during that time, through Red Cross mail drops, he orchestrated the sale with the island's trust of that piece of land, so that, because he felt that no one person should ever own that piece of land. It was too important. And that's sort of the same way that we feel about this piece, is that no one person should ever own this. Stewardship, you know, you need to teach stewardship, and ownership does not always mean stewardship. And so, you know, it's moving these things forward that we're all just passing through here, but some things need to be protected for everybody.
What are we growing out here on Madrona specifically?
At this point now, we grow over 105 varieties of vegetables. We grow through 12 months of the year, or we sell through 12 months of the year, and we biodiversity is our biggest thing. And we've also started to move a sideline into fruit, so slowly. We put in 150 trees a few years ago with the point that we would graft those out slowly and start to have every field bordered off with fruit, so that instead of using one concentrated area for fruit production, you're just using the sidelines and places that wouldn't naturally be producing fruit to have excess amounts of food in the future.
In terms of the productivity for Victoria, what level of the food supply would farmland like this be able to supply?
Well, we have about 4,000 regular customers. We're open throughout the whole year. So we open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We pull as much food as we can out every morning. Right now, we're pulling about 800-900 pounds of food out every day, and that sells out before, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At peak summer, I'm pulling about 1,400 pounds of food a day through here. We also supply several restaurants in town, but mainly we've always built our stand around first come, first serve, and that it's directly available through the road to those who want it, so that you have this access to food. And in part of our planning is that if you can start to revitalize the farmland in the middle of this city, especially this valley, and then you can connect that in with bus routes, you know, you start to look at a really sustainable society where people can take a bus right out to a farm in the middle of this. It's, you know, 5 minutes from UVic is where this farm sits.
And right now, Protect Madrona Farm is something that's happening around Victoria with people getting aware of what's happening out here. Maybe you could summarize what exactly is happening and what is it the fund and the family of Madrona Farm is trying to accomplish.
So basically, the farm needs to be sold. Or the two of the brothers want to sell the farm and it needs to be moved on. We were given the first option to see how we wanted to do that. I was offered a third of it and to buy out the other two. And we don't feel for the future food security of the region that that's the best option for farmland, because they're seeing a deterioration in farmland and the availability of it. And what we're trying to do is to set this precedent where you take these last precious lands left in the middle of the city and you put them into trust so that they're there for future generations, so that we're all just stewards of the land, so that my time here, when I'm done, somebody else can come in and continue to farm, and that carries on for generations. And through your time in farming, you mentor more and more people, and as you set this precedent down, you lock down more and more pieces of the land that are left. You can then start to move into schools, and you can start to inspire kids to farm, because that's how we're going to continue as a society to be sustainable, is if you can teach the next generation to farm and inspire them to do that.
I'm Jordan Stout, sitting with Dave Chambers of Madrona Farm. So the current situation is that the farm needs to be sold, and there's a set dollar amount that needs to be raised in order to purchase the brothers out?
There's an agreement for sale which has been signed. So there's three parties involved here. There's the Land Conservancy has an agreement for sale with the brothers who own the farm. There's also an agreement between the Friends of Madrona Farm Society and the Land Conservancy that the Friends of Madrona Farm is raising the money for the TLC to buy it. So the TLC has their charitable tax number, and they they issue tax receipts for the money that we've raised, and they handle all of our money. And what we're doing is we're promoting the project, and we're educating people, and we're raising the money so that the TLC can be the end owner.
What's the set date that we're looking to get the TLC involved here?
The agreement for sale is for $2.5 million minus the donations from the family. So that comes in at about $750,000 in donations from the families So we're left that we need to raise $1.7 million. But in the agreement for sale, there's sort of four target dates that we had. So the first deadline that we have is December 5th, and we have to have $250,000 in place. So as of today, we have raised $232,000 of that. So we're still $18,000 short, and we have about 2.5 weeks to raise that amount. And with a wrap up of July 30th, 2010 is when all the money needs to be raised by.
After July 2010, the TLC has purchased Madrona Farms. What will the difference be between then and what's happening here right now?
Well, the TLC's mandates as an organization will protect it in perpetuity so that it can never be developed. It will stay the way it is. Under the TLC, they're creating an umbrella where every farm pays the same amount of rent, and it's worth what farmland is worth to rent. So for myself as a farmer, having rented land for the last 10 years with no guarantee of tenureship, you're very hesitant sometimes to put in infrastructure, investments. But, you have to do that as part of your business and to build and to continue to grow. With the TLC, you have some sort of a long-term sustainable lease, so you know that if you put in investments in these perennial crops, that you will be there 10 years from now to reap the rewards from the investments that you put in. And that also allows the next set of farmers who come in after you're finished, that those things are already in place. Because what you see as you look down the front field, there's a hedgerow there of green gauge plum trees. My old neighbor Leonard Simmons, who passed last year, he can remember as a child in the 30s that that's what they ate during the Depression, was green gauge plum jam from those trees. So now, if you can plant trees now, generations and generations can reap the rewards from those and saving that diversity in stock.
Wonderful. Dave, thanks so much for helping me out today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This has been Jordan Stout with Village 900 Focal Point.
To find out how to help save Madrona Farm or to make a donation, visit madronafarm.com.